Good afternoon. It was nice to be outside. Beautiful, beautiful day. Had the pads on, had a little 9-on-7. Went okay, but you can see we got a lot of work to do. And then the majority of the day was, kind of a third down type of a day. And the first group had a pretty good two-minute drill. The defense really did make a couple of plays, but we got a ways to go with that phase of it.
Would you normally do goal line on the first day of pads?
You've been watching us the last few years. It hasn't been a lot of goal line. Last time we ran a goal line, I lost a linebacker and a running back. Three plays. So we've been practicing. We've been short yarders and goal line really since the spring. But the live part of it, we haven't done as of yet if we're going to.
Well, Tom, can you give us an injury update on Webster and Pugh?
Webster says he feels pretty good. He did feel a little strain in the groin area, and so they're going to do what they have to do to not turn that into something difficult. So he's got some downtime to rehab. Pugh took a shot in the head yesterday, had a headache this morning. He's going through the protocol.
Did he diagnose a concussion?
Yes, he did. So he'll be out until he passes all of that protocol.
How did it happen?
Okay. Got hit.
Well, Tom, could you talk about the running back tandem of Brown and Wilson and the potential that they bring to the table?
Well, they both had some playing experience. They both are talented. Obviously, Brown is bigger. He's fast. He does catch the ball well out of the backfield. David is a big threat for a big play anytime he touches it. Kickoff return, catching a ball out of the backfield, making a great cut, down the field. So they're an explosive duo, and hopefully we're going to give them some opportunities to get in the open field. There's great competition for the third spot. Sometimes we've played three guys around here, so we're always looking.
And then also with Brown, could you talk about his perseverance and, him putting himself in a position where he's valuable?
Well, it's perseverance. The injury, actually losing almost a whole year, going elsewhere, then us bringing him back here, the way that he showed us last year when we needed him, he stepped up first of all in that Carolina game. So, he's grounded out. He's been grinding away, and he's certainly he really has earned the opportunity that he's gotten here, and I hope he takes full advantage of it.
Has Michael Cox done anything to impress you?
Yeah, he's done a few things. He's done some nice things on special teams. He's done some pretty good things on kickoff return. And he today in 9-on-7, he had a couple good runs.
Nick said he's going to be back in 1 or 2 days. Does that sound right to you or not?
I would. That's what it sounds like. That's the plan. Hopefully that's going to... The doctor thought he'd make it back for Tuesday.
Kiwanuka was saying he's happy, like just settling in, being at one position as before. Do you see, reflection of that?
Sure, absolutely. Just the way he carries himself. He's he's worked very hard, and he's looks like his confidence level is way up there because he's got his hand on the ground. And I know he's enjoying it, so it's going to benefit all of us, him moving back to him.
Is there always going to be a temptation with him if there's a need in another position?
The more you can do, the more you can do. Hopefully that won't be the case, but never say never,